Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 34 to 40, the Message translation. When the Pharisees heard how he had bested the Sadducees, they gathered their forces for an assault. One of their religion scholars spoke for them, posing a question they hoped would show him up. "Teacher, which command in God's law is the most important?" Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. This is the most important, the first on any list. But there is a second to set alongside it. Love others as well as you love yourself. These two commands are pegs. Everything in God's law and the prophets hangs from them." Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo here. Good morning. It's still the love week. How was yesterday? Hope you didn't get into any trouble, especially for you single folk, because I know that Valentine's Day is notorious for making people almost lose their salvation. Anyhow, I'm not here to judge you this morning. If you got around to any naughtiness, I need you to understand that all you need to do is to run right back to your Father, confess your sin, and listen. The Bible says that He's faithful and just to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness so you can be set free. But remember, go and sin no more. So let's move into what we're here to talk about today. It's still the love week, guys, and we're still talking love. And today, my focus is, how should we love? How should we love? So today's scripture reading shows how we should love. So the first thing that happened here was Jesus was being questioned by the Pharisees, questioned by the rulers of the leaders of the temple and rulers of the law. And they were asking him many questions. And the Sadducees had just asked him a question. Of course, Jesus had answered perfectly well. And so the Pharisees decided that they would gather their forces for an assault. That's how the Message translation puts it. So they sat together and they thought to themselves, what question can we ask him that will show him up, that will let people know that he's not all that? And so they asked him a question. And this was their very tough question, in fact. Some other translations say that they sent a lawyer. It was a lawyer that asked this question, trying to test him, trying to tempt him, trying to get him to make a mistake or to fault him. Because this, you know, you must understand that the Pharisees were, they were scholars of the law. So they had been taught the law from when they were children. They all had been discipled by other Pharisees. And so they really, really needed to show Jesus up, because Jesus had just shown up on the scene and was making a mess of all of them. And people were amazed by how Jesus was different, how he thought differently, how his messages were different and easy to understand. And he simplified the law and made it seem like everyone could partake of the kingdom. So of course they were upset. Of course they were offended. And as I like to say, they were too far to see, and some of them were too sad to see what Jesus was doing. And that's no different from what's happening today. So there are always people who will look for ways to trip you up, to show you in a bad light, to make you look bad in front of others. And so this lawyer went to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher," I don't know, I can imagine these things, says, "which command in God's law is the most important?" Jesus didn't even miss a beat. That's the thing I love about him. He didn't, like, "Is this all you got? Okay." And so Jesus said, very simply, Jesus said to him, "Love the Lord your God with all your passion, with all your prayer, and with all your intelligence." Now, some other translations say, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." However, I picked the Message translation because I love the three things that were picked out here: passion, prayer, and intelligence. Listen, guys, loving God is the first and most important. Jesus said it is the first on any list. If you haven't made up your mind to have a relationship with Jesus, I guarantee you that you're wasting your time. You must love God with all of your heart. That's where it starts. You can't claim to love someone else if you don't have the love of God. Why? Because God is love. The only way to love is to be fathered by love. So if you are a child of God, then you are a child of love. Then love is your nature. Love is who you are. Love is how you act. Love is how you think. Love is how you talk. Love is how you behave. Love is how you respond. Love is how you react. Love becomes who you are. And the Bible tells us that the love of God, not just natural love, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. So the love of God has been placed in our hearts. That's where love really is. And because that love has been poured into our hearts, we're now able to love other people. But if you don't love God first, loving people will be a struggle. So Jesus said here that you must love the Lord your God with all your passion. I don't think you can love God and it doesn't show up as passion. I don't think so. I don't think you can love God and be lethargic. I don't think you can love God and be laid back about it. I don't think you can love God and be lackadaisical about it. I don't think the two go together. And I'm not talking tears streaming down your face, crying during worship. That may be a part of it. I'm not talking about how your heart flutters when you're in the place of prayer, or how your heart skips a beat when you feel like God just spoke to you. I'm not talking about just that. There is that, but that's not all I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that you will be passionate about everything that concerns God. You will be passionate about everything. So you'll be passionate about His bride, which is the church. You'll be passionate about serving God in His house. You'll be passionate about not speaking against God, His servants, His ministers, your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. You will be passionate about telling people about this love of God that you have encountered. I don't think that you can love God and remain the same. You cannot be nonchalant if you love God. Once you hear that anything concerns God, something inside of you will just come alive. It's like a fire inside of you that just keeps burning. You cannot love God and not be passionate about Him. It just doesn't go together. It says you must love God with your passion. You must love God in the way you talk. You must love God in the way you live. You must love God in the way you dress. You must be consumed by God. If you love Him, you will be consumed by Him. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a woman who found a gold coin. She celebrated. She lost it, cleaned up the whole house, lifted the chairs, did everything. Once she found it, she called her friends for a party. That's how it is. Once you're passionate about God, it will show. Once you love God, passion must be involved. The next thing is your prayer. And I don't mean give me, give me, give me. Do it, do it, do it. Fight for me, fight for me, fight for me. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a consistent communication with God. Consistently having conversations with Him. If you love God, it will show up in the place of prayer. You can't move past gratitude and telling Him how you feel about Him. You want to just gist. You just want to say, Lord, this is me again. How are we going to do it? This is what I feel. This is how grateful I am. This is what I see. This is what I know about you. Show me more. You want to know Him more. You want to talk to Him more. And your prayer time is no longer a chore. It's no longer about, they said we should pray 5 times a day. They said we should do 5 a.m. prayers. They said we should show up for 7:30 prayers. They said we should fast. It's no longer going to be about that. You're going to do it because you want to. And then finally, and not the least in any regard, you will love God with your intelligence. I see a lot of Christians go to the office Mondays to Fridays, sometimes Saturdays, and they are phenomenal at what they do. They are phenomenal at the work they do. But on Sundays, they somehow seem to have left their brains in the office on Friday. When it comes to loving God, you must love him with your intelligence. So what does that mean? It means that in understanding God and in working with God, your brain must also be put to use. Don't use only your emotions. Don't use only your spirit. Your mind must be activated when you're working with God or when you love God. You come up with the best ideas when it comes to God. You come up with solutions when there's a problem in his house or with his bride. You use your head. Anything you can do in the office that you can't do for God shows where your love really is. For where a man's treasure is, there will his heart be. If Jesus is your treasure, if God is where your treasure is, your heart, your mind, your intelligence will be right there, making sure that everything that God needs is delivered on, especially if it's something you can do. So if you are into IT and your church is still struggling with running their online church, for example, I dare say, forgive me if I'm being rude, but you haven't learned to love God with your intelligence. If there's an issue in your church and you have the solution, for instance, you're into managing brands and the gospel of Jesus, you haven't come up with a way to sell that brand. I dare say, and like I said again, forgive me if I'm being rude, but I think you're not loving God with your intelligence. You must put thought to the things you do for God. That's how you show that you love him. He says that's the most important and the first on any list. If we settle that first, then we can talk about how we relate with other people. Sit down and think about it this morning. Ask yourself, am I truly loving God with my passion? Am I truly loving him in the place of prayer? And am I putting any thoughts to how I love him? Am I loving him with my intelligence? Have that conversation with God and yourself this morning. And please, do it before you have any breakfast. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.